Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio program. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, our morning worship service at 10:45, and then Sunday night at 6 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can be seen on the local TV station, Channel 6, at 8 p.m. on the second and fourth Thursday night. We're just an old-fashioned, Bible-believing Baptist church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you, is our prayer.
It was the third day since he died, and it was said he would arise. Then from the grave the Lamb came forth. Oh, I have reason to rejoice. He chose the place, he chose the hour that he would rise by his own power, a sacrifice 3 days ago. And now, praise God, a lamb arose. There rose a lamb in Jerusalem. He was the Son of the great I Am. He proved to be my victory. I wasn't there when Jesus died. I wasn't there to see him rise. But I was there when he saved my soul. Within my heart, this lamb arose. There rose a lamb in Jerusalem. He was the Son of the great I Am. He proved to be my victory. There rose a lamb in Jerusalem. He arose. He arose.
Amen. What a beautiful day the Lord's give this morning. I tell you, start last month of this year off. I tell you, it's gone by quickly, but it sure has been tragic this year. But I'm glad that most of it's in the rearview mirror. And I know that there may be fearful things for the future. I have no idea. Probably dark days ahead, but I'm glad that God's still on the throne. I'm glad he's still in charge. Still glad that his plan hadn't altered or changed, or he hasn't had to tailor it because of the election or because of anything else. It's still the same as it's always been. And so, child of God, no matter how bad things get, and no matter what tragedy may befall us, we can look up and know that our redemption is drawing nigh, that I thank God that this world's not my final home, that there's still the best is still yet to come, and I've got something to look forward to every day. The Lord is soon coming again to receive us unto himself. Until then, I know that we've just got to press on and press through and endure hardness as good soldiers of Christ, and sometimes it is to go through persecutions and trials and troubles, but I'll tell you, it'd be worth it. And I know that he promised me that his grace would be sufficient for every need of my life. I know that he said he'd never leave me nor forsake me. So I'm glad that I've got a friend that'll go with me through all this. And if need be, I'm glad he'll carry me. He promised to do that as well. So I'm glad, thank God, that we've got someone in times of trouble. So I'd like to invite you to Mountain View Baptist Church this morning. And I know that these are times of precaution that we have to take in the time of the virus, and so we're doing the best we can to mitigate all the damages. We're trying to disinfect the church before services. We're taking temperatures as folks come in, masks wearing, and pews marked off. So doing the best that we can. So we'd like to invite you to Sunday school beginning at 10 a.m. We just have a general in the auditorium Sunday school, and then 10:45 our service begins, and then 5 o'clock on Sunday evening. Now Wednesday, we're still just doing online through YouTube on Wednesday night. But I'd like to invite you to come and be with us in this Christmas season. Pray for these this morning that are on our prayer list: Cecil Parrish and Jesse Robinson. Remember also Glenda Henderson, Edna Owens, and Kenneth Wallen this morning. Remember Dugan Brown in your prayers this morning. Also Brother Mickey Skates. Remember him this morning. Remember Gary Sims in your prayers this morning. Wayne Shirley Forbes. And also keep praying for Miss Doris Latta this morning. Keep praying for Harry and Hal Odom, Bob and Linda Schaefer. Remember Zula Ellis. And also Miss Bessie Hawkins in prayer this morning. Remember also the families of Richard Compton, and also Mr. Pickering. Remember him, these families in prayer that lost their loved ones this week. We certainly want to pray for them, that God would undertake their needs. Hope this song is a blessing to you. It's the Christmas season, and so we might as well get into this Christmas spirit, not the buying and the selling and the feasting and all these other things, but to be reminded that God sent his Son, our Savior, into this world. And I thank God for Jesus this morning.
The world's greatest story. Thank you.
Amen. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse number 6 this morning. The Bible said, "For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it, to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Our Heavenly Father, now God, we come before you this morning. How we thank you, Father, for such a beautiful day that you've given this morning, God, the blessings that's been upon us, God, and how your grace, God, that's been shed abroad upon our lives this week, God, how you watched over us as the good shepherd this morning, God, you've kept us from harm's way. And our Father, this morning, Lord, all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us, the needs that you've supplied, God, the prayers that you've answered this morning, God, how good and wonderful that you've been to such as one as us this morning, God. And how we certainly pray this morning for those we made mention of this morning, God, that are sick. And these upon our prayer list this morning, God, that you'd minister unto the needs of their life this morning, God. I pray that you'd anoint your men as they stand this morning, God, wherever your people are gathered together this morning in your name. I pray the Holy Spirit of God have liberty and move in the midst this morning, God. May you bring some precious soul out of the saving knowledge of Christ this morning, God. May some life be changed this morning, God, forever. I pray you'd strengthen us and encourage us this morning, God. Let us draw strength from you this morning, oh God. And Lord, I pray this morning that everything that's said and done, that you get glory out of your people this morning. May your name be exalted and lifted up in our midst. And for all of this, we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' wonderful name this morning. Amen. Amen this morning. Now, this being the 1st of December this morning, I want to preach on a thought this morning, or a series throughout this month that the Lord allows this morning about Christmas. Amen. I realize it's our time of year this morning when we begin to turn our thoughts to the Lord Jesus Christ and His birth into this world this morning. And here in Isaiah chapter number 9 this morning, I want to preach this morning on the origin of Christmas. I thank God where it all started this morning. Why is it that we observe such a day as Christmas? For what reason do we honor its content? Man, I'm not going to dispute the events of our traditions and what children anticipate at Christmas time, but I do hope that you will explain to them in detail the true meaning of Christmas this morning. I mean, the season of Christmas, the most wonderful time of year. It seems like it's coming around sooner and sooner every year. And the meaning is becoming more and more distorted. And the message is getting lost in the hustle and bustle of our society. Amen. In fact, although I have become weary of Christmas, I'm talking about all the retails, the sales and the bargains and the commercials. Amen. Selling Christmas for less down here. Amen. Dear friend, that seems like we're all asphyxiated on this morning is finding a bargain here at Christmas. Amen. But I want to tell you, we're already hearing about, dear friend, the lines and the fights. Dear friend, and those that are, dear friend, scuffling over things in the stores this morning. I think about the rhetoric, the debating and the demonstrating over the displays at Christmas. Amen. Whether or not we're supposed to say Happy Holidays or Merry Christmas, whether we can call it a Christmas parade or a holiday parade, whether it's legal to have a manger scene, whether children can sing Christmas carols in school. Amen. And it seems like everywhere you look, you see Xmas. Amen. Dear friend, taking Christ out of the very heart of a Christmas this morning. morning, and all of the rubbish, amen, Santa and his elves and reindeers, amen, we want to talk about Kwanzaa and Navidad. Dear friend, I want to tell you, I'm not a Scrooge, I'm not a Grinch this morning, but I have become weary of the contention that Christmas brings. We're already hearing about the debates, and the arguments, and the legalities, amen, but I'll tell you, I thank God this morning, dear friend, I want to go back to the very origins and the beginnings of Christmas this morning. Now we realize this morning why we have set aside July the 4th. We can trace it back to 1776 in the time of our independence in our nation. We know why we celebrate the 4th Thursday in November. We can trace it all the way back to the 1600s. Amen, the time of the pilgrims giving thanks this morning. Dear friend, but I'll tell you, not only can I trace Christmas back some 2,000 years ago, but thank God this morning I can trace it back past the days of the prophets, past the days of the kings, even past the day of the Garden of Eden, and before the foundation of the world this morning. Amen. Brother, I can trace it all the way back, dear friend, the very beginning of time. It has nothing to do with trimming a tree, has nothing to do with wrapping a gift, has nothing to do with hanging a talking. Dear friend, I'm telling you this. I got nothing against those things this morning. Amen. I'm not going to let a socialized, politically correct society make me sit in the corner and suck my thumb. Amen. I'm not going to let a bunch of religious wackos, brother, tell me it's wrong to hang up a Christmas lights or to decorate a tree. Brother, I ain't worshiping it. Dear friend, this is a time of celebration. I thank God this morning. Dear friend, I'm not celebrating a pagan holiday. Dear friend, I am. I thank God celebrating the birth of my Savior into this world. Amen. Dear friend, my root is not tapped into the twinkling lights and the boxes and bows. That's not why my heart rejoices. Dear friend, this morning, I realize there's been much controversy, much debate, much confusion. Amen. Dear friend, but it is a time of celebration. Beyond the commercialization, beyond the advertising. Amen. It is a time of commemoration. Jesus is still the reason for the season. Brother, you can't take Christ out of Christmas and have anything left. Amen. It is a time that he chose to come into this world. And I know that they want to debate and argue whether or not December the 25th is really the birthday of the Lord Jesus Christ. And brother, I want to tell you, it doesn't really matter to me. It is a day that we set aside to honor the birth of our Savior in this world. If you're not going to celebrate it on December the 25th, when are you going to recognize and acknowledge it and celebrate such an event? Amen. Brother, there was a time when old Simeon held that child in his arms and said, "Let thy servant depart, for mine eyes have seen the salvation of God." It is a time to communicate. Brother, I'm telling you, I grow weary with the contention of Christmas and the arguments and the debates. But what I don't ever grow weary of or tired of, thank God, is telling the story of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Brother, this is the one time of year, brother, that the church is able to reach those who are untouchable at any other time of the year. I know we often say, well, the only time they come to church is during a Christmas play, or the only time they come is Christmas service. Amen. But I'll tell you, brother, give me a shot at them. Amen.
Amen. Dear friend, I want you to notice here in this passage, there are four things said in this verse concerning the origin of Christmas. Number one is the prophecy. How the Bible said unto us, a child is born. Amen. Brother, if you took away the trees and the decorations and the ribbons and the bows and the lights and the dinners this morning, I'm telling you, it'd still be Christmas. Amen. Some 700 years before there's an inn in Bethlehem, before there's a stable, before the star ever twinkled, thank God in the sky. Dear friend, the prophet said that he would be born. Amen. The Bible said in verses number 14, that, dear friend, this morning, rather in chapter 7 and verse 14, that it shall be a virgin that conceives and brings forth a son. Amen. Mary, when she heard the news, that the angel had told her that should be the vessel, should be the instrument. Dear friend, she said, how can this be? No, it's him. I know not a man. Amen. Brother, I still believe in the virgin birth. If man had anything to do with it, if man had anything to do with consummating his birth this morning, then he was just as contaminated and he was just as lost as you and I are this morning. Amen. The Bible said, dear friend, that the Holy Ghost overshadowed her and the power of the Most High, and she conceived of the Spirit of God. It's the same as being born again. Thank God in the Spirit this morning. Amen. Dear friend, not only was it a virgin birth, I thank God it was a virtuous birth. Amen. I realize the Bible said that all of us are born sinners into this world. We're all born under the same curse. We're all born in the same dead. Amen. And I'm not talking about the national dead. Brother, I'm talking about the universal dead of sin. Thank God this morning how the Lord Jesus Christ was born perfect and sinless, without spot, without blemish, the holy child of God. Amen. Had to be the perfect sacrifice for you and I this morning. And then also he was born voluntarily. Dear friend, children don't ask to be brought into this world, but this one did. He said, for this cause came I into the world, and to this end was I born. How you set his face like a flint to go to Jerusalem and to die, thank God, this morning for our sins. And so this morning, the very origin of Christmas, I started with a prophecy that the Lord Jesus Christ would come into this world. I thank God I would manifest himself in the flesh. I thank God take on the form of a servant, fashioned like unto his brethren. I dear friend, this morning, I am telling you, dear friend, the prophecy concerning Christmas. And then also you'll notice in this same verse, the purpose of Christmas. And not only unto us a child is born, but unto us a son is given. Unto us, there's only one reason why he came into this world. Brother, it wasn't to make a name for himself. He's already the King of Glory. Amen. Thank God he came unto us and he came for us this morning. He had a job to do, a task to complete, a mission to finish. Amen. Dear friend, we just don't realize what was placed in our hands, what Mary and Joseph held. Dear friend, what responsibility that John the Baptist had. Dear friend, who Judas forsake and turned away from, whom the high priest found guilty, thank God whom the Romans crucified, dear friend, whom the Father placed upon him, dear friend, the sins of the whole world, dear friend, he came into this world, the darling, Son of God, dear friend, the Bible said he and the Father are one, and they were one, thank God, before the world ever was. How about he came down on the mission of mercy? How to display the works of God, to demonstrate the love of God, to declare the will of God. Amen. I thank God this morning. How, dear friend, he sacrificed himself, took our place. How, dear friend, he bore our sins and our sorrows. How, dear friend, was bruised and wounded for our iniquities, our transgressions this morning. How, dear friend, the chastisement of our peace was placed upon him this morning. How, dear friend, he came into this world with one purpose, to go to Jerusalem to lay down his life. I thank God to give up the ghost for us this morning. I to shed his precious blood. That you and I could be saved this morning. That's why he's called the Savior of all men. I to reach out to those, dear friend, that are lost and undone, to forgive us of our sins, to transform us into a new creature. I to clothe us in his own righteousness. That we might be worthy to stand in the presence of God. Not in our own name, not by our own works. Thank God in him this morning. Amen. Then I found the promise. The Bible said the government shall be upon his shoulder. It speaks of a time of his enthronement. When he is proclaimed the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. When every knee is going to bow unto him. And thank God, I'm looking forward to that day that's coming our way. When he returns. When he comes back for his bride. When he calls the church out. Amen. While Santa's coming down the chimney, brother, I thank God the saints of God are going through the roof. Woo, hallelujah. I'm glad I'm saved this morning. Jesus said, I'm going away. And if I go away, I'll come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also. He said, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. Paul said, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. He also said unto them that look for him the second time, how shall he appear without sin unto salvation? Looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of our Lord God and our Savior this morning. And not only is he going to return, but he's going to reign for 1,000 years. Upon the throne of David shall he sit and rule with a rod of iron. Amen. And then the Bible said he's going to make all things anew. Amen. And if into his kingdom there shall never be an end. I thank God this morning. I'm looking forward to forever beginning with us. Amen. But I want you to notice one more thing, and that is the preeminence of Christmas this morning. And that there's more than 500 specific definite titles given unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother, you and I can't describe God. Amen. We certainly can't do it in one word. Amen. Dear friend, the Bible said that if all the books were written, dear friend, then he had done all the world couldn't contain them this morning, tongue or pen. I cannot tell of the love of God. But the Bible said his name shall be called Wonderful. Amen. What an experience with the Savior. Brother, that's all I can tell you what it is. It's a wonderful experience. Amen. He done all things well. Amen. He's been good unto all. Dear friend, this morning, and his testimonies and his works, dear friend, this morning, his name he is called a Wonderful and Counselor. He's a mediator. He's the intercessor. He's the fixer of the broken. He's the advisor. He's our guide this morning. Amen. I'm glad I know where to go. When I don't know where to go this morning, he's the mighty God. He's able to do all things. There's nothing too hard for him. There's nothing beyond him this morning, nothing impossible for God. He's the everlasting Father. He'll always be there. Dear friend, I'm glad he never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. There never has been a time that God wasn't, and never will be a time when God ain't. Amen. And then the Bible said he's a Prince of Peace. Amen. I'm glad. Dear friend, we may not be able to have peace on the outside until the Prince of Peace comes back into this world. That's why the angels declared that day. Dear friend, that glory to God in the highest and peace on earth, because peace had come to the earth. Amen. In the form of the Lord Jesus Christ. But I'm glad I can have peace on the inside. He said, my peace I leave with you, and my peace I give unto you, not as the world knoweth. Amen. Dear friend, I'm glad that he summed it up. Dear friend, this morning on the mountain with Moses, when he said, you go tell him I am sent you. Amen. Why did he say that? Because whatever that you need, God says, I am. If you need a Savior this morning, God says, I am. If you need a physician this morning, God says, I am. If you need a friend this morning, God says, I am. If you need a marriage counselor, God says, I am. If you need a financial advisor, God says, I am. Whatever that you need, he is. And I'm telling you this morning, dear friend, if you're looking at the stocking hanging on your fireplace, dear friend, this morning to find happiness, if you're hoping that what's in the box under your trees, what's missing in your life, you're going to be disappointed this morning. I look unto Jesus. He is the reason for the season. I am the meaning of Christmas this morning. May the Lord